You are about to receive a word in season from Bishop Samuel Beidou. Bishop Samuel is the resident pastor of the Word of Life Cathedral, Takrady. Get ready for an impartation as the Word of God comes. Now, today's message.
Hallelujah. Why don't you clap your hands better unto the Lord? Lift up your hands to Jesus. Just pray and tell the Lord that you need Him at this very moment. I don't know about you, but Lord, I need you. I want you. Pray and tell the Lord, Lord, I need you. I want you. I like you. Just speak and talk to Him. Lord, you are my righteousness, you are my everything. Just speak to Him as you are about to hear His word. Let Him come to you. We are here because of Him. Jesus is the reason. Jesus is the reason. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Yes, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We appreciate you. We praise you. We thank you that this morning you are going to speak to us. To guide us. We are going to open our eyes to behold wonderful things out of your law. We bless you and we thank you for this moment that we are spending in your presence. It's amazing. It's just beautiful. It's wonderful. We know that our lives are transformed in these moments. We appreciate you, Lord. We thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we are grateful and we bless you for all that you are to us. We say thank you for the opportunities that you give to us, for the blessings you bring our way. We are grateful in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for this opportunity we have to hear your word. I pray that you give me the tongue of the learned, that I may know how to speak a word in season to your people. I thank you and I bless you. In Jesus' name, and everybody shouted aloud, amen. Why don't you clap your hands together for Jesus? You may be seated. Hallelujah. How many of you are blessed you came to church? God is going to speak to you. Hallelujah. So this morning, I'm continuing on. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. All right? And I want you to know something about why it is great to serve the Lord. It is great to serve the Lord because when you serve the Lord, you will not serve your enemy. So this morning I'm preaching about you will not serve the enemy. You will not serve the enemy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some way, somehow, you see, there is something to always serve. There's somebody to always serve. Who are you going to serve? And what are you going to serve? You are serving something. There's something you are serving. There's somebody you are serving. There's something or somebody you are serving. If you don't serve God, you will serve the enemy. May you not serve the enemy. May you not serve the. You know, God says, you shall serve the Lord your God. You shall serve the one who is your God. Serve Him. Serve Him. Then he says that when you serve him, there are also blessings. There are promises that he gives if you're going to serve him. There are promises that he has outlined that he's going to bring your way and my way. Amen. What a blessing. I said, you shall serve the Lord your God. May we serve God. May we serve God. May it be our desire. May it be the choice that we make, the choice that you will make, that you have chosen from today to serve God, to actively do something for God and to walk in His ways and to make God happy by giving your life, you know, your life, your very life, working and actively doing something for Him. Amen. Oh, you shall serve. You know, that's it, but you shall serve. Give us another version. The verse. Maybe ASV or anything. You must serve only the Lord your God. Look at that. Amazing. It's an amazing truth. You must serve. May you serve. May you serve. You know, you must tell yourself, I must serve the Lord. Tell somebody, I must. No. You are not telling the person. You are telling someone that you. So you are saying to somebody, I must serve the Lord. So make a confession to somebody. Yeah, we must serve God. You know, as we are sitting here, do you know why I feel this is important? Because God has separated us from all the people in this community. In Sekenitoka, we are sitting in church today. We are God's children. And he's telling us that we, who are separated and we are sitting here, we must serve him. What a beautiful scripture. How many of you know somebody who is not sitting in church? When you are coming to church, you saw some people who are sleeping, washing. How many of you know somebody who is not here? So if you are here and you are hearing this word, God is speaking to you. God must be speaking to you. And God is speaking to you. But who do you think God is talking to this morning? Have you heard of the story of the guy who was always saying, hey, the message the pastor preached every Sunday? The pastor will preach powerfully and he will say, Pastor, this word, if those who didn't come, if they had come, the way their lives would be blessed. Every Sunday. Meanwhile, the message. So one day, the pastor used to preach, and you know, whatever the pastor is preaching concerns the people. So he'll preach. The guy in church will think it's for somebody else. Every time the pastor preaches, he says the people who didn't come to church, if they had come. Only if they had come to church. He'll go and tell the pastor. Then one day, say one day, it rained. And nobody came to church. Only this guy came. So the pastor said, as for this one, I have only you to preach to. You can't say that those people who did it. So it was the guy and the pastor preached from his heart. When he finished, the guy came again and said, Pastor, you bore word, pa. Only if it had not rained, the people would have been blessed. So he's saying that the message does not concern him. It concerns those who are not in church. And that's how we think. Sometimes we think that the messages that are preached, they are meant for somebody who is not in church. But it is meant for you. Hallelujah. Believe it, that the word is for you. God is speaking to you. And let the word of God, that's how the word of God comes to life. When you see the word, as the word coming to you, it's a living word. The word is alive and it's made to come to life in you when the preaching is coming. Hallelujah. So God is speaking to us this morning that you must serve him. May you serve the Lord. But as you serve God, you will not serve the enemy. Amen. You can serve other things. And that's why God is saying that you must serve him, because there are other things you can serve. There are other things. Otherwise, God wouldn't need to write it or speak it that you should serve me. If it was so automatic that we will serve him. Because he has saved us. Now, these are the people that he rescued. He took them out of captivity. They went through the Red Sea. Is it not automatic that you serve the one that has saved you? Is it not automatic? It's not so automatic. There are people that have received, and they have been blessed. They have been benefactors of God's goodness. Benefactors of God's blessings. So you think that it is automatic. And that is why these days the political parties, they make people swear. Because it's like, they've realized that when people become benefactors of their providence or their provisions, they should vote for them. And they realize that people don't vote. So they make them sign oaths with their blood. Like, if you don't vote for me. that's the reason. Because you think that when you do this, automatically, that should happen. But it is not the case. It's in the Bible. So these people, God realized that, God saw that, look, I know you serve idols. Well, he's warning them. He said, serve me, serve me. May you serve God. Amen. By the way, who saved us? You know the song, where's Zion? Where's Eric? How does it go say that? It was my cross. It was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours. And now I sing of your goodness forever. Worthy is the name Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. You know why we are singing that? Look at the first verse. It says that it was
my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for.
You see, listen, so the reason I'm saying that, who died for you? Who died? He didn't die for himself. Who died for you? Who? I'm asking you. I don't know whether, maybe some of Kwekwa Tabi died for you. I don't know. There are people here, they are saying that they are remembering the raps the guy gives. I would die for you. The raps that a guy gave her is what she's singing. As we are singing this song, the raps that the last boy that came to rap you and said, brother, sister, I would die for you. I would do anything for you. I would do anything for you. See, that's the song. That's what you are remembering. As we are even singing the song. It's amazing, oh. Lady Reverend, it's amazing. It's like, as we are singing, it was, man, in the freedom, you die for us. Kwata says you die for me. Like, you don't even know that Jesus has died for you already. Eh? Some guy that has come with smooth raps. Who will not die for you? It's promising you everything. These are the songs that you must like.
It was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for.
That's why we say what?
And now my life is yours.
And now I can sing of your goodness forever.
Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Why is it worthy for us to serve him? Because it was my cross
he bore.
It was my cross, my sins, my cross.
So I could live in the freedom you died for.
You know, I like such song, the such string of songs. Hillsong also has, I think, Czech also sang a song like this. It's a similar song, but it's like, who sings? Let's think about it. Be philosophical a bit. You see, try not to be emotional here. Be philosophical. When I say be philosophical, it's like, try and think. Who died for who? And why did he have to die for you? Why? Because of sins. How many of you know that we are sinners? I don't know about you, but Charlie, I tell you, when you think about it, who are we for that God should even say we should serve and do something for him? Who are we? It's wild though, that God is begging you to serve him. Must he beg? Or you don't understand sin, eh? Sin is so difficult to erase, because one of the difficult things about sin is that it was committed in time. And if it must be forgiven, you must go back into time. Who will do that for you? It was done on a particular day, and the day is past. And that's one of the most difficult things about sin. That's why you just, you know, you are forgiven. You think it's a cheap thing that forgiveness is given. It is not. It doesn't come cheap. That's why I say that for almost all things are by law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there's no forgiveness. That's why blood must flow. Somebody must die. It is a very wild thing to sin. It's very difficult. It's a very difficult thing for sin to be erased and to be removed. I mean, even stain in a white dress is difficult to remove. How much more sin? Stain in a white dress. It's very difficult. If you stain a white dress, I mean, it will never be the same again. Never. No matter what, it's never going to be the same again when it's stained. It's true. No, we are talking about sin. Something you have committed, not just with your flesh, but you see, for you to sin, you have to think, your mind, your soul, your emotions, and then you add your flesh.
It contaminates things you don't even see. That's why the Bible said the soul that sinneth, it must die. So it's not even the flesh that sins. Please, can you locate the soul for us? Can you locate the soul? It didn't say the flesh that sinneth. The soul that sinneth must die. The soul that sins. Hey! Charlie, are we understanding the reality of this sin? Doctrine of sin? And why we need Christ, the blood. The blood of Jesus Christ. That's why these songs are nice songs. It was my cross you bore. You can put the cross there. It was my sins you bore. So I could live in your freedom you died for. That's why he said, now I am yours, my life. Wait. Your life is your life for Christ now. Ask yourself. It's supposed to be automatic, but it's not so automatic for many people. That he bore your sins and therefore your life is for him. Actually, I keep saying that the reason why I became a full-time brother is because he saved me. That's the reason why. I don't have any reason that I have something that he should give me. That was enough for me to serve God as a full-time person, not to do anything. There's no other thing, I'm telling you. Because I'm saved. No, see, you don't understand it because you don't think your sins are wild. No problem. You don't believe that sin is something very wild. The guilt, look at how guilty you feel when you sin. The guilt of sin alone. Who can lift that guilt off you? How can you clear yourself of this guilt of sin? How can you? Who can come and take it away? People will come and console you. Oh, it's okay. You know it is not okay in you. You don't feel okay. How many of you understand what I'm saying? That you don't feel okay with sin. You're not okay. You know there's something wrong. Yes. So when Jesus comes and says, I am going to be the judge, and I'm saying it's okay. It was my cross you bore, so I could live in your freedom that you died for. Now that you can say that I'm yours. Huh? And now my life is yours. And now I will sing of your goodness forever. Let's sing it again. It was my cross you bore. Wow.
It was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for.
And now lift your hand and say, now my life is yours.
And now my life is yours. I can sing of your goodness forever. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve.
From the sin, apart from what Jesus has done, if he doesn't forgive you, you are lost. You and I, we are lost. Or you don't understand it.
And now my life is yours.
And now you should say that in your heart. People run away from God. I don't understand why. It's like somebody who has died for you. He has died for you. You run away from him. You run away from serving him. We are some way. Look at somebody and say, we are some way, pal. We are very some way. You know, the truth is, I've come to the place where I've seen that human beings, the natural human being, don't expect a certain level of thank you. Nobody. Don't think about anybody, siblings. No. Just do it for God, because you'll be disappointed. I'm telling you. Just do the good you must do for God, because you'll be disappointed. You think it's automatic that the person will see that, but this person and that person, who should invite, is not like that. Who should you even pay allegiance to, and who do you think you should really follow or say thank you to or whatever? But you will not get it. You won't. And that's what is happening with
God. We bring that attitude to church. You are walking about, starting around, as though you are walking in your own righteousness. As though it is by our own righteousness. You're feeling good. Look at you, the way you are feeling good in your shoe. They're coming to sing. Look at the choirs. Some of them are coming. Maybe they are singing. They're just thinking about what they are wearing. They are feeling good in what they are wearing. They are feeling good in your hairstyle. They are feeling good. As though, yeah, we deserve to be here. It is our right. We have the right to be here. No.
It was my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died.
Life is yours.
And now my life is yours. And now
I'll sing
of your goodness forever. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve.
In your heart to serve God, it should be our priority. Yeah. It should be a priority. It should be at the fore of your mind every day to live serving God. Very soon we will die and leave this earth. Have you thought about it? Very soon we will not be here. Everybody sitting here will die. Can you imagine? We are sure. It is guaranteed that we will die. After death, there is judgment. What we did here on earth, it matters and it echoes in eternity. How we lived our lives here on earth echoes in eternity. That's why you must spend your life living for Him. Serving, working and serving day and night, laboring day and night for Him. You must. That's why you have to do that. It's not about anything, it's because eternity is waiting for all of us. Look beyond the physical and look into eternity and notice that eternity is waiting for you. Eternity is also waiting for me. It's waiting for all of us. That's why we must serve Him. Wow. Look beyond. And see, it's happening. Hallelujah. So you must serve God. God is beckoning for us to serve Him. How many of you are going to serve God from today? It's worth getting tired for Him. Tell somebody it is worth getting tired for God. Yeah. Yes, working for God and getting tired for Him, it is worth it. You know, because do you think that when He was dying on the cross, it was not painful? Do you think it was tea time or Coca-Cola time for Him? It was painful. But why do you want it to be painless and sweatless when you are doing something, little something for Him? You won't die. Just a little bit of work. Hallelujah. I want to give you some few things. Are you there? You like it? Do not serve the enemy. It's a blessing not to serve the enemy. God is telling you that serve me so you don't serve the enemy. Because He's the one that died for us. Hallelujah. If you do not serve the Lord, you'll be handed over to serve your enemies. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 47 to 48. The Bible says, because thou servest not the Lord thy God with joyfulness and with gladness of heart for the abundance of all things. Look at that. With joyfulness, with gladness, with joyfulness and gladness for the abundance of all things. Give us a scripture, 28:47. Deuteronomy 28:47. Hey, because you have decided not to serve the Lord your God with joyfulness, you must serve God with joy. Say it with joy.
With joy.
Yeah, with excitement. And He says with what?
gladness of heart. Your heart, all those who serve God with murmuring. You serve God murmuring. You give your money murmuring. You come to church doing something murmuring. We are tired and this day, that you are murmuring. God is saying that because you have decided not to serve me with joyfulness and with gladness of heart. And that is when the Bible says that with that you have what? The abundance of all things. Therefore, look at the next one. Therefore shall thou serve thine enemy, which the Lord shall send against thee in hunger and in thirst. My brother, this is a prophecy. Because you have decided not to do this, you see, because there's nothing like a vacuum. Something will fill that vacuum. Science even knows that. Science tells us that nature does not like vacuums. Nature will fail. Something will fail. Whatever there is, that is a vacuum. And the Bible is saying that because you won't serve God with joyfulness and with the gladness of heart for the abundance of all things, God has things for you. Therefore, because of that, the Lord will send enemies against you in hunger. You will be hungry and you will be thirsty in nakedness and in want of all things. When you serve the enemy, you will want things. You want things. That's why a lot of people who are not serving God, they have everything, but they want everything. They have everything, but they are not satiated. They are not satiated. They are not satisfied. They want everything. They are never full. What kind of sickness is that? You are cold. You cover yourself, but you are still not feeling warm. You wear everything, you are still cold. You've eaten, you are not full. It's a type of sickness. You eat, you are not full. You drink, you are never quenched of the thirst that you are experiencing. And that's what the Bible is saying. You shall. And then he says that, look at that. And he shall put a yoke of iron upon thy neck until he have destroyed thee. Hey! These are the prophecies. So God says that until you are destroyed, because you decided not to serve me. Jesus has come to die for us. You won't serve him. Okay. Because you have decided not to joyfully and gladly serve him, so that he will give you everything. He says he will give you all these things. He will give you all these painful experiences. That is what will come. The enemy. May you not serve the enemy. May you not serve the enemy. Amen. Let me tell you something. You see, last few weeks, it's a flow prayer. And you see, prophet says something. You know, it's jogged my mind again that when you are free, and when you have freedom to refuse, and now that you are free, you can move about. What you decide to do is important, because in the day you are hot, when you are saying, I'm sorry, you see, you don't have any option but to say sorry, because you are hot. But when you were free, what you really did is what will matter. What you really did today, that you are free, you can say no and insult people and say what you do now is what is important. Because the Bible says that there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That day when there's weeping and gnashing of teeth, you'll be saying sorry. Please, like the rich man, please send Lazarus to come with a drop of water. That day when you are begging, it is because the only option you have is to beg. But now you have a lot of options. You have a lot of them. What you will do now is important. Whether you will serve God now or not, this is the time. You cannot serve God when you die and you are standing before judgment. Judgment day. God, can I go and serve you? What did the rich man say? Can I go back and preach? Can I go back and preach and tell my brothers? He says, no, it's too late. There's nothing like that. The plea will never work. That is not the time for plea. They are just saying to you that when you had the opportunity, what you did was important. You had the opportunity. You had the opportunity to serve God with gladness and with joyfulness. You had the opportunity. Look at that. Go back to Deuteronomy 28. Look at that. You said you won't serve me with joyfulness and with gladness of heart. You have freedom and to serve God with joy. Serve God with gladness. Serve God with joy and gladness. You won't do it now. You chase people. When you go to people, come to church, a basic thing has come to church, they will be running away. Basic. Just to be in church on a Sunday, you are running away. How much more working and doing something? Hallelujah. Because of that, the Bible is telling you that until you are destroyed with a yoke around your neck. Yokes. People are drug addicts because they didn't want to serve God. Yes. They didn't want to serve God. They wanted something else. They cannot come out of drug addiction. Drugs. You will spend everything you have on it. You will sell everything you have on it. It's a yoke. It's a type of yoke where you have to use everything you have on drugs. You spend everything you have on useless things. Things that will give you headache. Unhappiness. Because you won't do it. God wants you to enjoy. He wants you to be happy. Many people who have rejected Christianity are being forced to accept alternative religions. Yes. Alternative. You know, I've told you a story before. Do you know Europe, the word Europe, where it comes from? Today, Europe is the place that don't like God. They don't serve God. You can check the percentage of people who believe in God or Christians in, say, a place like France and European countries, Germany and all these places. Point something. France has 0.something% of the population. 0.something%. Yes, France. And it's part of Europe. Now, why does the word Europe, you see, because you refuse God, Europe is, well, if you look at Europe, if we should add, we add Turkey. Turkey is a place Paul went to. Turkey is Constantinople. Turkey was overcome by Mehmet. Okay? He came with his people to overcome that city that had not been, the walls had not been breached for 1,000 years. Because a Christian city. Yes. And then this Islamic group, they had a wild army. They had tried severally. That city had never been breached. The walls had, they were for 1,000 years. Go and read your history, you will know. 1,000 years, you can't defeat them because they had walls. They even when Mehmet came to attack them, they had a special, they went for a special guy. He's with his army that was specialized in defending walls. Apart from the great walls they had, they brought a special mercenary who was specialized in an Italian mercenary, I think, to defend their wall. They fought for a long time. Even Mehmet, it took more than 1 month or whatever. I've forgotten. Before they were able to conquer Constantinople. And that is when the flag of Islam was raised there. So the whole of Turkey is an Islamic nation today. Now, the whole of Europe, because they won't serve God, this is what it is. But he said, I have a little prophecy for you from this scripture that says, because you've decided not to serve God, something else will come. You say you don't like God. Europe comes from the word Europa. It's a Greek mythology. You can just Google it and you see Europa. You can just Google it. You can even look for Wikipedia, Europa. And you will see a bull. There's the symbol of Europe. It's a bull with somebody sitting on it. It's Europa. It's a Greek myth. It talks about a lady, beautiful lady, who was seduced by the Greek god Zeus. Greek god Zeus turned into a bull. And then came and seduced this princess. And charmed her. And she followed, leaving her father behind, and followed, sat on it, and then the bull took her away. When you don't accept what is here, the deception will take you away. That is Europe. That's the meaning of Europa. That's Europa. Europa, you can give us Europa here. You will see, it is not a revelation in scripture. It is a story. Europa, if you Google Europa and you show it now, you see that is, it's a Greek myth. Europa. Yeah. Hello? Hi. So you can see what's happening there. Because you decided not to serve God, other religions and other deceptions and philosophies and things will come and sweep you away. Another God came and took this girl away. Can't you find it for us? Hey, Charles. Just go on Wikipedia and then you will get it. You just type, you'll see a bull. Europa. I just want you to see it. Took her away and married her. Other philosophies and other religions will marry you. Kola Madara Mazuka Papaya. May the Lord deliver you. Amen. May you serve the Lord. May you serve God, because something else will come and take you. Something else will take you away. Will take you away. You fly away. You go. She sat on. Check the. Even the current picture of Europe. Yeah, European Union. What is the European Union? The picture. Is it not a bull, an animal with somebody sitting on it? Yeah, that is it. It carried her away. That's a myth. And the myth is a reality. It's actually a real thing. When you don't accept God, something else will come for you. They are ready for you. Fully. Wow. Are you there? Or you don't like the message? Yeah. Yeah. Has somebody seen it? Have you seen it? Have you seen it? Or you can't find it? Hey, everybody's network is not working. They need to see it. Next point. You serve something else. Number two. How many of you wouldn't want something else to come for you? Another religion, another philosophy. Eh? Hey, I'm looking for a picture, not definitional. Ah, look at that. Okay, the story is there. A Greek mythology. A Phoenician princess who had 3 children by Zeus in Crete. When he had taken her after assuming the guise of a white bull. You know that. Assuming she didn't know that was a goddess. Another thing that came for her. A princess. She ran away sitting on it. If you get the picture, you see she was taken away. Yes, it's there. There's a picture there. That's a story. The story of what has happened to Europe. You see the definition. Under the guise of a white bull. She didn't know that was another religion, some philosophy. Something else had come to deceive her. Hey, may you not be deceived. Lift up your hand and shout a proper amen.
Amen.
A lot of us are chasing deceptions because you decided not to serve God. Deceptions. Deceptions. A guy has come to deceive you. A girl has come to deceive you. You can't serve God because of this deception. A white bull. She looked white and she looked fair. A fair-colored girl. That's it. Pick the fourth one. 1, 2, 3, 4. That one. That's a bull. That's it. It's a story. She followed her. She followed the white bull. That's it. It's a mythology. It's talking about that. I'm just showing you that these things are real. Anyway, so Europe is Europa. Euro what? And the Bible talks about it. She said, because you have not served, other things will come for you. Real. Number two. If you do not serve the Lord, you will be handed over to serve other gods. Ah, Europa again. Hello? I'm just preaching. Even ordinary history and all these things are telling and foretelling things. That's the story of your life, Sabina. That's the story. If you don't serve God, something will come for you. Something else will come for you. Oh, yes. You believe in other things, other beliefs. You become a star. Of nakedness. It's such a shameful thing, but you are a star. See, that the last time we went for an outreach here, is it something I saw when I was a student? I thought they were, I felt that they had stopped doing it. But I saw it when I was a student. You know, when I was a student, one day I saw students from Katanga Hall. They came to University of Ghana. They bus like this. Eh? They were speeding, and then you see they had opened all the windows, and the guys had removed their bottoms, and they had put it like this, a lot outside. You don't believe it, oh? Naked, not that they are wearing panties, oh? You won't believe it. This side and that side, both they parade on the University of Ghana campus. A dear mother gave birth to this child. I couldn't believe it. A bus like this. And they had just, you know, you can shift the windows this way. And then they had removed their bus. A lot of them outside. I saw it with my eyes. Yeah. It's not true. Some of you who have been there. Which hall were you in? They do it. I don't know whether they still do it. They still do it. They still do it. And then we went for an outreach. I heard they are doing that here now. We went for an outreach once. I heard they were doing it. They go around naked. They walk around naked in the night. I mean, somebody's child, though, who is normal, who has passed exams and come to school, you go about a gentleman and you'll be walking naked in town. We saw it. They saw it. They used to do that. Please, it's okay. When we needed it, you didn't have it. We have crossed it. Are you there? Yeah. So what I'm saying is that, listen, what I'm saying is that this is the plight of all the other gods and other idols to come for you. Can you imagine? You don't believe. You believe in nakedness. It makes you a star. People will say, you are a star. Yo. Meanwhile, you are going mad. It's like you're actually a crazy person. What is this? How can you behave like this? That's why ladies are also feeling good doing that now. It's like you are a star when you do such things. Huh? Or you don't like what I'm preaching about? Those at the back, it's like you are not here. Hello? If you want me to change the message, come again next week. And the Lord shall scatter. Deuteronomy 28:64. And the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from the one end of the earth unto the other, and thou shalt serve other gods. You serve other gods. Other things will be your God. God will leave you. Do you know one of the things that you should dread? You should dread that God leaves you. Now that's serious. That God leaves and his presence leaves you and God has left you. That you are in this world, God has left you. You will find something. And other gods will come for you. Other things will come and take over. There's no neutrality. Here, there's no neutrality. There is something you will definitely choose. And when God is out, something else is coming for you. May you have God forever. Yes, yes. There's no neutrality. It says other. Look, this is the word of God. This is Deuteronomy 28. And when he talks about Deuteronomy 28 has verse 14. Deuteronomy 28 verse 14 says that it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe and to do, or to observe and to obey his commandment, which I commanded thee this day, that the Lord thy God shall set thee on high above all the nations of the earth. And then he says that, and all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you. Then it starts. 14 verses of blessings. And then there are 53 verses on curses. This is one of them. 53. You go and count. Yes. 53. One verse. 53. 1, 2, 3. 53. And one of them is that other gods will come for you. Yes. A bull will come for you. A white bull. Are you there? A white bull will come for you. You'll be forced. And it is, you may be forced to serve other gods. You did not serve the Lord. Most people have rejected Christianity and turned into other religions. You serve something else. So, but there's nothing wrong. Yeah, that's when you start believing that there's nothing wrong. Huh? Today, I said, Constantinople is not a godly nation. It is for another religion. It's an Islamic state. Hey, one of the only places, Malaysia is one of them. Malaysia is also declared an Islamic state. There's not so many places that are declared it's an Islamic state. And Turkey is one of them. Hey? Hey? Number 3. Serve God or do something. You are in church. Do something before you die. Isn't that one of the German songs we used to sing? You are sitting there. You are not doing. Baby, so these people, they don't share German. They have modern forms of. So they do something before you die. We should, Jama, when we go for Intaho and all that. Hey, do they still have Intaho? Is it nice like ours? Is that nice? Kumasi is so. Because I don't feel that in the atmosphere yet. Hey, Intaho. You don't know. You don't know. Tell us how you don't know. You don't know what's going on. Do something before you die. Do something before you die. You won't serve God. Something else will come for you. You won't do something now. God has given us the opportunity to serve Him. He says that, thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stones. That's the madness. That's the madness of serving other gods. You will serve wood and you will serve stones. You serve them. Huh? You see somebody holding a snake and say, this is the God, their God. Ah! Can you imagine? Pouring libation and making sacrifices to wood, to a stone. Yes. And they'll be speaking English. But that's the curse. The curse of not serving God that comes to you is that you serve other gods. It's there. And all these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. That's what he says. And you will serve other gods. You won't serve God. You don't want to sing. You don't want to join and work for God. You are complaining as somebody who is bashing. You are bashing people. You mobilize people to church. You are complaining. You are not doing it with gladness of heart. People are complaining. Since when? Are you the first person to bash? Do you know when we started mobilizing people and bashing people? Do you know when we started calling people? Well, I've not complained since I was introduced to even waking up people, going around waking up people. I've never complained. Why should I complain? Going about, I have to wake up early to go and wake people up. What a blessing. What a blessing. Going from room to, I've gone room to room. I've been to the whole of Walter Hall and I've gone to their rooms. I went there, every room. I knock and I enter, please come to church. Myself alone. Yes. I didn't do it with anybody. I used to go there. I would just knock. In the evening, though, I did one in the evening. I've done one a number of times because at a point there was a church there that I had to be part of. Why do you complain? Walking about from all the blocks. You have P block, there's the L block. Have you forgotten the blocks? L block, that's. And then the. Have you forgotten? One on the left is. There's the left. When you enter the hall, there's. Have you forgotten? There's this way. Left, right. The halls are this way. And then there was a. A graduate hostel behind. Then there was the annex. There was an annex, I think two of the annexes. Every single room. Waking people up. Legon Hall. Waking people up on the male block. On the female block. At dawn, 4 a.m., I'm knocking on doors. Yes? What do you want? I'm looking for Sabina. You say, yes. What's that? So, don't prayer meeting. Don't meeting. Okay, I'm coming. All right. Then you go to the next door or the next room. You have to do it twice because they will sleep again. You know how it is. And you don't understand what I'm saying. I do it twice. I'll go around twice. Mostly I went around twice before 5 o'clock. Before 5 o'clock. Because the meeting should start at 5. Yeah, you're complaining. Bassin, you're complaining. You're the first person to do this, to walk around. This small walking around from one hostel to another. You are complaining. You wait when other gods come. That's when you realize that the punishment of serving other gods, they are wilder than serving God. Yes. Number 3. Maybe we'll end here. I had 7, but I'll give you only 3. If you do not serve the Lord, you'll be handed over to serve wood and stone. Serve wood and stone. Crazy. This is madness. Tell somebody, this is madness. Oh, you are not. You see, you don't like the message. Oh. Say it, but say this is madness. Madness. You have to do this. Madness. Madness. You serve wood. You serve stone. I have a pastor who says that the father is a professor. And the father says he serves gods. It's not like he doesn't know education. Very intelligent professor. One of the wild professors in Ghana. Wild. Not a joke. Professor, I don't want to try to navigate so that you will navigate and know who I'm talking about. You may even know the person. He's into idol worship. Yes. Idolatry. Big time. He has declared himself as an idol worshipper. Ghanaian professor. If there's one, it means that there are a lot. There are a lot. They serve wood and stone. Wood and stone. That's what they do. Pour libations, do whatever. this man will encourage the son to fornicate. Say, why? Why do you hate me? I won't confirm my father. Do you understand what I'm saying? Encouraging the son. Why? Why do you have only one woman? Or why are you trying to have one woman? You should have a lot.
What a father.
Ah. It's a type of father. Idol worship. Big time. There's nothing like God. Idol worship, sacrifices. Professor. Yeah. Hello? Yes. That's what will happen. When you don't serve God, you serve wood and then you will serve stones. Are you there? And you do not choose to serve the Lord. You serve wood and stone. You build with wood and with stone and you end up dying for wood and for stones. That's what will happen. Let me give you more. I said last one, but we are in the last days. If you do not serve the Lord, you become a proverb and a byword and a wonder. Moreover, all these curses shall come upon thee and shall pursue thee and overtake thee till thou be destroyed. Because thou hearkenest not unto the voice of the Lord thy God to keep his commandment and the statutes which he commanded thee this day. And they shall be upon thee for a sign and for a wonder and upon thy seed forever. This is it. A byword. It's like you are becoming, they will use you to laugh at you. They will use you as a byword. It's like when they are talking about something like, it's like, oh, when you say Lewinsky, it has become a word. Do you understand it? When you mention Delilah is now a word. You can even say he was Delilah. He was Delilah. You can actually write, his Delilah came in. That's English. And the Englishman will understand what you are saying. Because Delilah has become a byword and a proverb. Yes. Yes. Or Lewinsky. It's a word. Ayo. I tell you. Because you did not serve God, you become a proverb, a sign and a wonder. May you not become a wonder, a negative wonder. God looks at you in sadness. As men mock. That means that men are mocking at you. They use you as a bad example for everything. May you become a good example. Amen. May God use you as a good example. You become a good example in your community. Listen, God has good things and good plans for us. You will not become a byword and a proverb. Hallelujah. You will not become a byword and a proverb. You will not become a byword and a proverb. You are a sign and a wonder and an amazement just because you did not choose to serve the Lord. From now, choose to serve the Lord. Choose. It's a choice. I want to encourage you. Choose to serve the Lord because it's great. It's a big thing. God says that you serve him with gladness and with joy for the abundance of all things. God has abundance of things for you. A lot of things. Many things. And you will receive them. May you serve him. May you wholeheartedly. Many people come to church who say you want to do 1, 2, 3. When you say stay behind, you will run away. You are not serious. You will never be rewarded for running away. The rewards are for the people who will stay and go through and become. May you stay, go through and become.
Amen.
Yes. You know, when God called us, God called me. Many people are called. A lot of people are called. Almost all the time, many people will come to the front to go full time, to do the work of God. And a lot of people run away. A lot of people run away afterwards. They are running away. You won't do it. When they tell you where you have to go to, you say, hey, this place. Then they start to run away. That's how people run away. People don't like the things of God. Go and do this here. That's why. No, we don't have volunteers to go to, where is that place I mentioned the last time? Amanfo. Like we have souls from Amanfo. Even the New Takoradi pastors, some of them ran away. We are here. We have gone there, so we can't. But some both pastors are there. Some pastors ran away. They know what I'm talking about. Why have you left the place? Because many people shy off at a point. They ran away from the things of God. May you embrace the call of God. And may you embrace the service of God.
Amen.
From today, may you not run away. Look, it's a choice. Decide, what must I do to be a servant of God? Be part of it. To be a servant of God, sometimes you must be trained. Come and be trained because you know nothing. Come, be trained and become it. How many of you will want to be trained so that you become a true servant? Yes, you must be trained. You must be trained. Oh, I've gone through a lot of trainings. For me to become a pastor, you know, I've been through a lot of trainings. Before I've been appointed a reverend minister. I've been consecrated a bishop. That's a lot. I'm still undergoing training. I'm still being trained. Every day of my life is a day of training to become something else. Yes, that's why I was not started off as a bishop. Yes, I started off as a shepherd. Or even before that, before I became a shepherd. That's how it is. Yeah. Serve God. Edwin, serve God. You are running away. Yes. Are you not running away? Don't you run away. Yes. You run away. A lot of you people run away. All of you people. Look at them sitting there. When I look at their faces, look at young men with beard. Nice people. Look at that. Look at them. Look at Kingslord. Look at Noel. These young guys. Why are you running away? Why are you running away? Why? You should have been sitting here with Pastor Ernest. All of you guys. But look at where you are. You are going back where you were. The next time we'll see. You used to sit here. You know where you used to sit here. Now you are sitting there. The next time we'll see, you are sitting at the back. Then before you realize, you have left the church. But that's how it is. It's exactly how it works. Why are you? Because when I go to church, I don't know why I should sit at the back. I try to come to the front. Not that everybody can, but why are you there? Why are you so fast? Like, oh, I'm in the middle. But you used to be here. You to Kingslord, that you come close, but now you are dead. Now it's like the next set, and then it's like out. You go to the same church, and then out of the gate. You see, that's how it is. Serve God. Choose God. I don't know what I don't know what I can tell you that will make you believe that serving God is a great thing. It's good. God will not destroy your life. I don't know what God has taken from me when I served him. He has not taken anything from me. But people shy away from God. What has he taken from me? He has been good to me, that's all. He has kept me. I am still alive. I'm not dead. Maybe they thought that I would die, but I'm not dead. Oh, up till now, dear, by the grace of God, I'm alive. Yes, up till now. But if I'm here today, I'm happy about people who knew me before. So some of you didn't know me before. Lady Reverend Ellen and some people, they've known me from since. That's how I was here. Oh, you didn't know me. You've known me. It's like that. You too, God is calling you. Look at your neighbor and say, did you know God is calling you? Just you've been running away. I've been here like this, just like you with your beard. Yes, I didn't have beard, but if you will respond, Noel, all of you guys, if you respond, Edwin, you are just here in church and you just want to sit on the fence and sit behind, not do anything, just come and receive word and go back. That's not it. Yes, that is not it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus died for us. We belong to him. We. Tell yourself, I belong to Jesus. I belong to Jesus. So we must serve him. It's a great thing to serve God. Serve him for the abundance of all things. Serve him with gladness of heart. Stop complaining. Complaining about what? What have you done for God that you are complaining? Ask your neighbor, what have you done for God? Huh? What have you done that you are complaining? What is the problem with you? With murmuring. You won't serve God with gladness of heart and with joyfulness. When you are sent to go to Kojokrom, you won't go with gladness of heart. When you are sent to go to Kojokrom, when you are sent to go to Biahun, you won't go with the gladness of heart. When you are sent to go to Aprambu, you won't go with the gladness of heart. When you are sent to go to Kansarod, you won't go with the gladness of heart. When you are sent to go to Empatado, you won't go with the gladness of heart. When you are sent to go and call people from the hostel, you won't go with gladness of heart. You think you are the first person to go to hostels calling people? I tell you, I've done it before. It's not today. I woke people up in Legon Hall. I woke people up in Ekwafu Hall. I called people in Volta Hall. Room after room. Hallelujah. May the Lord touch you. And may the Lord show you what to do. Stand to your feet. Clap your hands for Jesus.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. We believe that you have been truly blessed. Send a mail to Bishop Samuel at bishopsamuelbeidu@gmail.com. Introduce this podcast to a friend. Keep listening and live passionately for Jesus.